Vice presidential candidates typically aren't tapped until after a candidate has locked down the nomination. But former President Donald Trump's decisive win in the Iowa caucuses in the departure of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis from the race on Sunday has only heightened what had already been a widespread sense of inevitability that has given the visits this past week by New York Representative Elise Stefanik and other Republicans the feel of tryouts for the role reminiscent of Trump's days as a reality TV host. Edwin Mora, Washington.